In Washington, D.C. right now, Allison Harris standing by. She's the News Nation correspondent there. Good morning, Allison. Have we learned anything about the Donald Trump indictment since last night?
Good morning. So the document is still sealed for now. So we really don't know much more since last night. Sources do tell News Nation. They tell us that the former president is expected to turn himself in to surrender to the Manhattan DA's office on Tuesday. So we are expecting to see that next week. But we don't know much more about what is actually in the indictment this morning. And of course, what is new also is so much of the reaction you're seeing from many Republicans on Capitol Hill saying that this is weaponization of the justice system against the former president. You're seeing Democrats saying no one is above the law. And then I think what's kind of not being talked about as much is the Florida governor, a potential Trump rival for 2024, Ron DeSantis, coming out and saying he is not going to assist in extradition, which would violate the Constitution. And maybe surprising to see from him as a potential Trump rival. You know, Trump just put out videos attacking Ron DeSantis. But really this morning we're just seeing reaction. We don't know much more about the actual indictment.
Did I hear something about Donald Trump surrendering, or it was supposed to be today, but the Secret Service said no?
There's some reporting that indicates that that was part of the conversation. You know, we know that from a statement from Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA's office, that they contacted Mr. Trump's team to coordinate a surrender. And there's some reporting that there were questions about how soon that could happen because Secret Service has to be in place. That gives you an idea of just how unprecedented this is. You know, the first time in U.S. history a former president is charged with a crime and now an arrest is imminent. So it's clear that they have to figure out some security concerns before it happens. But this morning we are hearing that that will happen on Tuesday.
Allison Harris in Washington. Allison, I admire how great you look and sound early in the morning on News Nation every day.
That's so kind. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Have a good day. And what is the latest on Donald Trump? Let's check in right now with WGN political analyst Paul Liznick. Paul, good morning. Here's my question. With this sharp divide in our country now, sharper than ever, the Republicans say this is political prosecution. The Democrats say, no, this is accountability. And I remember during Watergate, we didn't have this kind of divide. What's the difference here?
Well, good morning, Robert. There are several differences. Number one, of course, back in the Watergate days, you had, first of all, a deal struck to get Nixon out of office. He was in office at the time, and the notion was to get him to resign, or he would have been indicted. Remember, we didn't have that don't indict a president thing back then. So they struck a deal. This is a very different scenario. When Trump was president, there was an order from Bill Barr and within the department, which is you don't indict a sitting president, so he was safe. The real question, I think, comes up with why didn't things happen when he came, when he got out of office? Could it have happened back then? And it could have. But here's the pushback on somebody that says, well, this is a political witch hunt and all of that. Prior to Alvin Bragg, it was a guy named Cy Vance who was the DA in that area, and he was prepared to indict Trump. He decided not to, to leave it to the next guy because he was leaving office. So he left it to Bragg, and then Bragg came in and initially refused to prosecute. I shouldn't say refused, but decided not to prosecute at that time. We don't know why, but he decided not to prosecute at that time. So we now move forward and we get this prosecution now. Is it more evidence? Is it a level of proof that Bragg didn't see earlier that he sees now? But the bottom line is, if it was just going to be a political witch hunt, hey, Vance could have done it and Bragg could have done it early on. So I think that's a different scenario you have now.
What do you make of what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has said? He was on Twitter after the news broke, and he said that, he was talking about the Trump surrender, and he said Florida would not help arrest or extradite the former president should it come to that. It's interesting the line he's walking now, isn't it?
Well, first of all, that comment got made. Trump had already decided that he was going to surrender himself. So in some ways, it's, you know, it doesn't serve any purpose. Well, you're not going to help, but Trump's already decided he's going to show up. But that being said, the political piece of this is, look, if Trump were to decide not to show up, who becomes the hero in that scenario? Ron DeSantis, right? By not helping. And Trump knows he's probably running against Ron DeSantis. And I think part of this is that Trump would rather face the music of showing up than give DeSantis the hero moment of saying, hey, I'm the one that's helping him here. I actually think that plays a part of this, certainly in Trump's thinking as well. And finally, very much like Pence's role on January 6th, which was sort of a ceremonial kind of a thing, that would have been DeSantis's role here, which is to say, all any governor would have been expected to do is to say, is the paperwork in order? Is this handled properly? Okay, then he's got to go to New York. This isn't one of those moments where he had extra powers like Trump thought Pence had on January 6th. He wouldn't have had those kinds of powers. It would have confused things for a while, but eventually Trump would have made his way to New York. But he's going to anyway on Tuesday.
Paul Lisnek, WGN political reporter and analyst. Really appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning, Paul.
Always good to be with you, Bob. Thanks.
Have a good one. We'll see what happens next. And I know you'll be following it closely, and we will too.